Shalom Aleichem, Swedish friends. This week's Parsha is Parsha Sacharemos Kedoshim. Yes, Swedish friends, a double header, and if I may quote Ralph Kiner, when he used to begin the Met games, he would say, and it's a beautiful day for baseball. And then you would see the pitcher taking some warm-up pitches. You would see the gorgeous green grass in Shea Stadium. And it just looks so exciting. The game's going to start at 1:30. And everybody's doing their hachanas. So that's a beautiful day for baseball. And Acharemos Kedoshim is a beautiful time to learn the parasha. This double header that we have. I always get upset when we have Acharemos Kedoshim as a double, because I can just eat up Acharemos for a whole year. There's so much to bite on. There's so much to chew. There's so much to absorb, to digest. Kedoshim, alachas kama v'kama. Mitzvahs agave mitzvahs. So b'siyata d'shmaya, we obviously can't cover everything. That would take the rest of eternity. But we are going to discuss the inyan of the Mizarcha lo siten lahavir lamolech, which is actually mentioned in both parashios. And we're going to be basing our words, our insights, upon a shir given by Mori the Barabi, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita, in Yerushalayim Yarkodesh, in the year Tovshin Samach Dalid, 5 years ago. It says in Parashas Acharemos, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Mizarcha lo siten lahavir lamolech, you're not allowed to give your children to the Molech, to pass over the Molech, which is an Avodah Zara, right? R-I-T-E, it's not right, R-I-G-H-T, it's wrong, R-O-N-G. Why does wrong have a W anyway? That's in Parashas Acharemos. And then in Parashas Kedoshim, the Torah talks about it more at length. And this is what it says in Parashas Kedoshim. This is Perek Chof Pasuk Aleph. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimur. Ve'o b'nei Yisrael tomar ish, 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 mi'b'nei Yisrael. So any man from Israel, woman hager hagor b'Yisrael, and from the proselyte who lives with Israel, asher yiten mizar lamolech, who shall give of his seed to Molech, most yumas, he shall be put to death. Am ha'aretz yirgemu ba'avim, the people of the land shall pelt him with stones. Vani etein es panai ba'ish ahu, and I shall direct my face at that man. V'chrati oso mikerav amoi, and I shall cut him off from among his people. Ki mizaro nosan la Molech, leman tameyes mikdoshi, ulechalel es shem kodeshi. For he has given his offspring to the Molech in order to defile that which is sacred to me, and to desecrate my holy name. V'im ha'alem ya'alimu an ho'aretz eseinayim en ha'ishahu besito mizar la Molech levilti hemisoso. But if the people of the land avert their eyes from that man, when he gives from his offspring to Molech, not to put him to death, then I shall concentrate my attention upon that man and upon his family. I shall then concentrate my attention upon that man and his family. I will cut off from among their people him and all who stray after him, to stray after the Molech. Those are the psukim. And now, what we are going to do is look at Rashi, and as is the derech of the Rebbe Shlita, to be ma'ayin in Rashi, to deeply analyze Rashi, and to use the insights gleaned from Rashi to help us become better people, to help us get closer to Hashem, because hey, that's what it's all about. Says Rashi on the words, most you must. Bevezdin. He shall be put to death by the court. And if the court doesn't have the power, then Amaretz Messiah, Messiah no son. Then the people of the land assist them. What's Am Haaretz? Am Shebegino Nivres Haaretz. The people on whose account the earth was created, the world was created. Or Davar Acher, Am Sheasidin Lirashas Haaretz, like the Mitzvah Halal, the people who are destined to inherit the land by means of these commandments. Now we go to Rashi, Leman, Tane, and Simikdashi. That he gave his offspring to the Molech in order to defile that which is sacred to me. What does that mean? So Rashi says, as Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, Shehi Mekudesh Isli, we are sanctified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it says, Kalashon V'lo Yechal Alas Mikdasha. That's similar to the term Mikdashai in the Pasuk. He shouldn't desecrate that of mine which is holy. V'lo Yechal Alas Mikdashai. That of mine which is holy. And here also, L'man Tameis Mikdashi. It's not referring to the Beis HaMikdash, it's referring to the Jewish people. Uvimishpachto. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going, if the people of the land avert their eyes from that man when he gives his offspring to Molech and they don't put him to death, then he's going to concentrate his attention upon that man and his family. So what's Uvimishpachto on the Reb Shimon v'chimishpacha machata? What did his family sin? Why should they be punished? Ela lelamedcha teaches you she'ein lecha mishpacha she'yesh b'mochis she'ein kula mochsim she'kula mechatan alav. You have no family that has a tax collector, an unjust tax collector, in which they're not all unjust tax collectors. Why? Because they all cover up for him. They're all helping him do the aveira. V'hichlati oso, and I will cut off this person from among their people. Lama ne'amar, why is this said, says Rashi? L'fi she'ne'amar v'mishpachto, yachal yukol mishpacha b'kareis. Since it says, and upon his family, you might think that the whole family gets kareis. Talmud lomar oso b'kareis v'lo kol mishpacha b'kareis. Ela b'yisurim. So the whole family doesn't get kareis. The family just gets Yisurim. There's a Havamina, there's an in notion in Rashi that maybe the whole family should get Kareis. And Rashi says, no, they only get Yisurim. So there are a few questions that we have to ask about this parasha now, the Siyata Dishmaya. We've learned Psukim, we've learned some of the Rashis, and now we are going to get to our questions. Mesechet HaSheilot, they say in Hebrew, the series of questions. Number one, why does it first say a pasuk in Achleimos Yud Ches Chaf Aleph Umizalecha Lo Sitein Lahavri Lamolech V'lo Techala L'Shem Elokecha Ani Hashem? That's a pasuk in Achleimos Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and then afterwards it goes more into detail in Kedoshim. Why does Kfeilus? Why is this a double header? Why in Achleimos and Kedoshim? That's question number one. Question number two is, in Achleimos, where is this written? Where is the pasuk about Mizarecha lo sitein lahavri lamolech? It's written in the parish of Arayus, of illicit relations. So what is the relationship between molech, between giving the son to this idol, and Arayus? Question number two. Question number three. Rashi says in the pasuk, Mos yumas ama aretz yirgemuhu, that he dies and the people of the land, the Am Haaretz, should stone him. So Rashi says, why should the Am Haaretz stone him? Why doesn't the Beis Din do it? Rashi answers, because Ein Koach LeBeis Din. Since the Beis Din doesn't have Koach to do it themselves, so the Am Haaretz, the people are going to do it. So Rashi says, "The main koach lebeis din, amaretz b'sayin oso." So the court puts him to death, and if the court can't do it, then amaretz does it. The people do it. So the question is, Why after this Aveira do we see that the court might not have Koach? More than any other Aveira? So what's the special relationship between this Aveira, and we don't see that by other Aveiras, and if the court doesn't have Koach to do it themselves, then let the people do it. But you see that Dafka here. So what's the special relationship between the sin of giving your son to the Molech, giving her your seed, giving your child to Molech, and Avodah Zarah, and the Beis Din not having Koach? Giving your son to the Molech is Avodah Zarah. But what's the relationship between this Aveira and the Beis Din not having Koach? It's also interesting that that the Torah here uses the term Am Haaretz, the nation of the land. But that's not normally the term the Torah uses. The Ramban was already omen on this Nakuda. You can look in the Ramban what the Ramban says. Now Rashi also quotes the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara there says that in the name of Reb Shimon, that what was his family at fault? So to teach you that every family, if there's somebody who's sinning in the family, chances are they're covering up for him. If there's an unjust moches, tax collector in the family, the whole family's covering up for him. And then it says later on in Rashi, also be kares, that he gets kares, and the family doesn't get kares. The family only gets yisurim. So we want to understand that Rashi a little bit better, a little bit deeper. It also says, v'ani atenas panai v'ishazeh, I shall direct my face at that man. And then, this is after he's already killed in the previous pasuk. God says, I shall direct my face at that man, and I shall cut him off from among his people. But wait a second, he's already cut off. He's already finished, he was already killed in the previous pasuk. So what's this extra pasuk of cutting him off from his people? He's already cut off. So we see, normally we don't see that in the Torah. Sometimes you have an onus of kares. Sometimes you have Misa, Bidei Beis Din. But here that it says, first it says in the Pasuk that he's going to be killed. And then in the next Pasuk, it says, and I shall cut him off from among his people. So that's Hafle Befele, what's special about this Aveira that he gets double. Not only being killed, but also cut off from his people. Not only that, we have Rashi that says, Be'ish V'lo B'tzibur. It says, I will direct my face at that man, and I shall cut him off from among his people. So Rashi says, She'en kol atzibur nechrasim, ish v'lo b'tzibur, meaning the man is going to be cut off, but the people aren't going to be cut off, because a tzibur can't be cut off. So I understand why we have something against the family. But why would you possibly think that the tzibur should be cut off? What did the tzibur do wrong? So now we are going to the Siyata Dishmaya. We're going to answer all of these kashas. So just to review, to summarize, number one, we want to understand why it's written first in Parshas Aporemos, then in Parshas Kedoshim. Number two, we wanted to understand the connection between Molech and Arayos. Since it's written in Aporemos in the Parsha of Arayos, what's the relationship between this Avera and Molech and Arayos? Thirdly, we wanted to understand why we hear specifically the Beis Din won't have Koach to punish. Fourthly, we wanted to understand why we specifically use the term Am Haaretz. And fifth, we didn't understand what this inyan of being cut off after he's already killed is. Why specifically here is it so chamor? And last but not least, we wanted to understand V'ish v'lo b'tzibur she'en kol atzibur nechrasim. We wanted to understand why you would possibly think that the tzibur should also be cut off. What did the tzibur do wrong? It says the tzibur isn't cut off, but that means that we would have such a havamina, you would think that. So, the Mefarshim deal with various questions. However, now we have the Siyata Dishmaya and the Schus the Rebbe Shlita, one Mahalach, to Farent for the Alakashis. Everything will be Hakol Yavoa Mekomo B'Shalom. And sweetest friends, I promise you, but I promise you, it will be Haflei Vafele. We have to understand, what's this inyan of being Mavir LaMolech? What are we talking about here? So it says in the Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah Reish Ches, that that's what they used to do in the time of Matan Torah. They used to give their kids to the Molech. And what does it mean, Mizaracha? Mitzah Zaracha, not all the kids, only some of the kids. Why dafka some of the kids? And the answer is, what they would do was, the father would take one of his kids, he'd give it to the Komer, he'd give it to the priest, the idolatrous priest, and then the idolatrous priest, would wave him in front of the Molech, in front of this Avodah Zarah, and then they would give it back to the father, and they would light a big fire, and then the father, there's a machlokes, if he would go through the fire and come out alive, or if that be it, he'd throw him in, and he's done with, he's finished, he's over. But there's this Avodah Zarah, passing him before this Avodah Zarah, and then afterwards there's some fire involved. Does he come out alive or not as a machlokas rishonim? What's the idea behind this? Says the Sefer Achinuch that this is worse than the average of a Zarah. Why? Because you see in the Torah writes about it, we write about it in Acharemos, we write about it in Kedoshim, and we write about it again in Dvarim Tesvav Yud, Vayim Matzei B'cha Ma'avir B'no Vitol Ba'esh. So we see that this is mentioned a number of times, and not only that, but it's mentioned outside of the regular Isser of Avodah Zarah. So it has a special chomer, a special seriousness, a special stringency. What's the idea behind this? So the Komrim, those priests, used to be a bunch of band of liars. That's why liar, liar, pants on fire, that reminds us of Molech. And they would promise the father of the son, the father of this boy, that if he sacrifices his son to the Molech, if they do this idolatrous rite, ceremony, which obviously might end up not so pleasant. Yes? I mean, no matter what, it's not pleasant. He is going to be matzliach with the rest of his life. He's going to be matzliach with his other children. He's going to have a good life. And they made a law that you can't give all of your kids, because if you could give all of your kids, then people wouldn't want to do it anymore. So what do they want to do? They wanted to get their Avodah Zarah to be worshipped. So what they said was, listen, give one of your kids, two of your kids, three of your kids, I promise you, no matter what happens, you'll be successful with your other children, and that will convince people to give their kids to the Molech. So now we understand what exactly the Avera was. Give it to the priest. The priest waves him in front of the Molech, in front of the Avodah Zarah. Then he's given to the father. And the father either endangers him with the fire, or actually puts him in the fire, and he's finished, he's burned to death. And what the priest would do is, they promise. They said, you do this, you give it to us, you'll be successful with your other children. That's Molech. So now that we understand what they did exactly, now we want to go a little bit deeper. What's the idea? What's the idea of Molech? So in the Sifri, in Parsha Shoftim, in Pisgah Kufayin Aleph, in Dibor Maskel Dabar Acher, he says there that Molech, when you do this Molech rite, what you're doing is, you're making a bris. Rabbi Yehuda there says that your Mavir Bino Bito LaMolech, V'Korei Sima Bris, and you're making a covenant with the Avodah Zarah. So now we understand that this is a krisas bris with Avodah Zarah. This is a covenant that we're making with Avodah Zarah. We also find another very important detail about this Molech rite. It says in the Medrash, quoted by the Torah Shlema of Kasher and Oskuf Nun Gimel, Lama kol ha-Molech ben Arayis. Why is Molech in the parish of Arayis? Which kids would they give to this Avodah Zarah, to this Molech? They would give the child who was born through our lives. A guy has a son, a guy has an affair, and a child is born. So what does he do? He takes this child, he takes this mamzer kid, and he gives it to the melech. So in other words, you have a ben pagum, and they want to get rid of this ben pagum in a very cruel way, burn it to death. And like the chinuch says, if they burn this one to death, they'll be matzliach with the other kids. And that's what it says in the Margolius Hayam, or Ruvain Margolius in Sanhedrin, Samat Aladam and Beis. Muvin Shekarov Yosef Yivchar Av Latafkid Zed Afkaz Erepasel. Of course, if he wants to save his other kids, he's going to take the weakest one. Vayel, the most puzzle one. Vayel Rechi Chalash, and the weakest one. Lachay Nichtava Parashas Moloch, Bein Arayas. That's why the Parash of Moloch was written amongst the Arayas. Obviously, Ruvain Margolius didn't see the Medrash quoted by Rav Kasher in the Torah Shlema, because that's exactly what the Medrash says. Otherwise, he would have said in the name of the Medrash. Rav Margolius was a Baki Atzim Noah Vinifla Adla Ma'od 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 Ein Milim L'Shaya L'Tarit Skogu B'Kiyuso Shel HaRavuvei Margolius. And he was Machavi Midat Al HaRachava to the Medrash. That who are you giving to the Molech? You're giving the weak kid, the problem kid. The kid who was born from Arayas. And therefore you figure, I'll sacrifice this one. I'll sacrifice, stupid little Mikey. And every Matzlich, not that all Mikeys are stupid, every Mike I've ever known has been a wonderful, brilliant, handsome, successful man. But we're talking about, we're just giving him, using a name. We'll sacrifice stupid little Mikey so that our other children will be Matzlich. And my other children aren't pogo, my other children are good kids. They were born of a mother and a father. Nothing, no monkey business with the other kids. So therefore I want them to be successful and I'll sacrifice this one. I'll be makir this son to Avodah Zarah, and it'll be gevaldik. I'll make this bris with Avodah Zarah. I'll make a covenant with the Avodah Zarah through this child. And then the Avodah Zarah is going to help me be successful with my other children. It's terrific. And we have to understand that in the olden days, the Avodah Zarah really had a lot of power. Like we know that Rav Ashi saw in his dream, he saw Menashe. And he said, why did you serve Avodah Zarah, Menashe? And Menashe said to him, if you were there, you would grab the end of my garment, you'd run after me. You would have done it just like me. There was a tremendous call to Avodah Zarah back then. So what the priests did was they manipulated, they took advantage of people's weaknesses. And they said, come serve our Avodah Zarah, and you'll have good kids. Now what type of person are we talking about? Or to what type of person is going to give his kid to the Molech? So we said that it's going to be somebody who has a ben pagum. So we're dealing with an individual who already gave into his Yetzer Hara. How did he have a ben pagum? He had an affair. He was involved in a rayas. Any type of forbidden relationship. Couldn't control himself. And now, this guy is going to be convinced again to give his kid to the Molech, to succumb to his Yetzer Hara. So what does the Torah tell him? The Torah tells him, listen, you have koach to avoid this Avodah Zarah. You don't really have to do it. You're right, you gave in once. But this time you can withstand the temptation. What is going to give you the koach to withstand the temptation? The answer is the Tzibur. Because the Komrim, the priests, they take advantage of the people who aren't connected to the community, who aren't connected to the Tzibur. So therefore the way to overcome their girui, their subversion, is to connect to the tzibor. And if a person connects to the tzibor, he can overpower them. But they want to chop this Baal Taiva and say, listen, you were Baal Taiva once, come again, do make a bris with Avodah Zarah, abracadabra, abracadu, and everything will be good for you. We see the Koach HaTzibur in a very strong way in the Medrash Shmuel and Pirkei Avos and Perek Bey's Mishnah Hay and the Mishnah of Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur. He said you have to know that all of Klal Yisrael is one. We all have one Father. We all have one Father in Heaven. We all come mitachas l'kisei HaKavod. We all chelek Elok HaMimah. We all have part of God in us. And since God is one, and we all emanate from God to the Yachol. So we're one. We're nefesh achat. Shivim nefesh yardu avosenu l'mitzrayim. 70, not nefashos in plural. We're all one. And that's why we say in the Leil Seder that about the Ben HaRasha, Lefisha hosi atzmo min akfal kofar be'ikr, because he wasn't part of the community, he's a kofar. What makes him a kofar? Maybe he doesn't want to do the avod of the Korban Pesach. He's a mumel adavar echad. He doesn't like the Korban Pesach. Why kofar be'ikr? The answer is that if you take yourself out of Klal Yisrael, if you say that we're not all one, then that's kfira, because he's denying God, because God is one and we're a reflection of that. So to believe in God, in the oneness of God, is to believe in the oneness of the Jewish people. And if a person is motzi atzmo min haklal, that's kfir. That's making chas v'shalom, that's making God, giving God a duality. God isn't one anymore. Because we have to know that that's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's actus. And now we understand why Parish Min HaTzibur, the Rambam says, it doesn't get a chelik in Olam Haba. And a person can think, what's the big deal? I'm a good guy, I'm just Parish Min HaTzibur. No, it's a very big deal. And that's why it says in Pirkei Avos, you have to be farbinden mit Tzibur. You have to connect yourself to the Tzibur. Because that's the sod of Hashem's Achdus. It's the unity of Klal Yisrael. Expresses the unity of Hashem. The oneness of Hashem. And it says in the Sefer Kehilas David, written by Rav David Mitolna, whose Yud side is this coming week, and Yud Iyar, which always comes out in Kabbalah, that sphere is Netzach Shebenetzach. Netzach Shebenetzach. David Mitolna. He writes in Pashas Baal Eischo, Ikulis Kasher Al Yudei Yaakov Chebel Nachalosso. To connect to Am Yisrael. Chevel rope is l'skasher zevazel. When it says chevel rope, it means connecting. That's what a rope does. A rope connects. A rope ties up. And a person shouldn't be separate from his friend. You shouldn't think your friend is upgefrecht. You shouldn't think your friend is a problem with him. Connect to each other. And in that way, everybody can be zelcha to the chelik alokam imal. Yaakov chevel nachalasa. Yaakov is the portion of Hashem. It's a remnant to a rope that if we connect to other Jews, we get to we're the portion of Hashem. So we learn that as long as you're connected to the people, there's hope. And the mother of all sin is separating from the people. That's why it's so important to connect to be mischaber. Where does the tzibur have special koach? Says the Maharal in the Sivas Olam and the Sivat Tzaka Perek Vav. Quoted by the Avnei Nizer and the Rechaim Simon Shin Yodalit, that Eretz Yisrael is a pushka, Eretz Yisrael is a box, Eretz Yisrael is what is Ma'achid Am Yisrael, and that's why there's only Arvus, there's only mutual responsibility once we get to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the Mokum that's Ma'achid all of Klal Yisrael. Now that person who is Mavir Ben Ola Molech, this person who made a bris with Avodah Zarah through being cruel to his weak, unfortunate son, we understand that he couldn't act this way if he was connected to the Tzibur. Because a person who's connected to the Tzibur doesn't go down so far. And if he did, so now we have a very big problem with him. He was Polish Menat Tzibur. We have a problem with his family. Kulan Molson, remember. If there's a problem with him, they're all with him. People need moral support to be the way they are. So a lot of times the family is at fault as well. And not only that, but the community is also at fault. The community should have been mechazik him. They shouldn't have been, you're right, this guy he gave him to Avodah Zarah. He gave him to Gilei Arayos first. And now he's being involved in Avodah Zarah. But we still have to connect ourselves to this person to elevate him. That's the power of the tzibur. And now, we'll read the psukim, and they will be understood. Pil-ei, pl'ot. First of all, we didn't understand why it's separated into two parashas. Why Parashas Zachor Amos? And then Parashas Kedoshim. So the Torah first tells us the Shalosh Inyan, and then the outcome. Parashas Zachor Amos is the Shalosh Arayas. That's where it all begins. Somebody was Nichshol and Arayas, and he had this, and because of this he was detached from the Tzibur. And now he has a son who's weak, the son's weak in Ruchnius, maybe the son's even weak in Gashmius. And this very, very dangerous situation. And you know what this is going to lead to? This is going to lead to Molech. He's going to say, I might as well sacrifice this one for my other kids. My other kids will be successful. And therefore, there's a more of an arichus. The Torah discusses Molech at length in Parashas Kedoshim. Because that's the Totza'ah. The Shoresh is in Parashas Acharemos. In the Parashas Arayas, we have the pasuk about being Ma'ir ben Olam Molech. Shoresh Inyan is the person who's Nichshol and Arayas. He detached himself from the Tzibur. And they were detached from him, and that's why he fell down so low to do this Aveira. And now he's falling down lower. The outcome is, if we don't chap him right away, he's going to fall down lower and he's going to do a worse Aveira. He's going to now give his son over. It's going to be, he'll do all three. Gilei Arayas. He had him when he had the son. And then Shvichus Damim with the right of Molech. They might kill him. And then Avodah Zarah. So we already have to be careful in Parashas Acharemos. We see someone going off. We have to give him chizuk. We have to be mischaber to him, to elevate him. Not to go down to his level, but to bring him up to ours. So now we understand why it's split up into two parashiyos to tell you the shoresh and then the outcome. And why here, Dafka, does he use this term Am Haaretz? The nation of the land? And the answer is, because if it happened that a Jew sunk so low that he made a covenant with Avodah Zarah, he made a bris with Avodah Zarah, and he's Ma'ir ben Olam Molech, so it must be a problem with the Beis Din in his city. Because if the Beis Din was doing what they were supposed to be doing, if there was a strong Beis Din, they would have taken care of him. That's the responsibility of Beis Din, to make sure that the Jews are behaving properly. They would make sure that the Tzibur is going to help this person. So if there's no Shoftim, Mishoftim, Titein Lecha, if they don't have these judges and policemen, so then this person can completely fall. And then come along the Am Haaretz. And what do? These are the Pshutei Am, these are the people. So since they're Am Haaretz, they're the people of the land. Of what land? The land of Eretz Yisrael. Am Sha'asidim Lirash Haaretz. They're going to inherit the land. So if these people of the land are in Eretz Yisrael, that means that they have Achdus. So it's their job to take out this person who was over on this bris of Achdus. This person should have been connected. He wasn't. He disconnected himself from the Tzibur. And therefore, this Tzibur, the Am Haaretz, like the famous words of the Chassid Yaivitz, who was Migolei Sfarad, he left Spain, the Dafke said, the simplest people prove themselves, B'Sha'as HaShma, that they're willing to die for God. These are the Am Haaretz. They feel the responsibility. So if the Beis Din, we ask, why Dafke here does the Beis Din not have Koach? Because that the only way this guy could have fallen so much is because the Beis Din didn't have Koach. Ain't Koach the Beis Din. And that's why the people of the land have to help. Now they have to take this out. Now they have to take care of this guy. This guy disconnected himself from the Tzibur. Now he has to be punished. So now we understand the Kfelus in the Parashias. Why first in Achoemos and then Kedoshim, to tell you that first is the Shoresh and then there's the outcome. And now we understand why Am Haaretz get involved, and why Ein L'Koach LeBeis Din Dafka here? Because if the Beis Din had Koach, they would have brought this person close. And the Am Haaretz, why do they get involved? Because they're the people of the land, the people of Eretz Yisrael. And if the Beis Din isn't doing their job, then these people have to take over. And they have to remove this person from our midst. And we also understand the guilt of the family. The family should have strengthened this person. This person, you see, was Nichshal. This person started to fall. So they should have grabbed him. They should have supported him before he sunk deeper, before he gave his son to the Molech. So you're right, as Rashi says, they don't get kares. Yochel yokol mishpacha be kares. Tamavomer also be kares. Velo kol mishpacha be kares. Ela be yisurin. You're right. The whole family doesn't get kares. Family only gets yisurin. But there's a havamina that they should. What's the havamina that they should? Because they're also responsible. That's the responsibility of the tzibur, to make sure, and particularly the family, to make sure that people don't stumble. This guy has a child who's pagum, who's puzzle. So he still has to love the child. He still has to care for the child. He has to elevate himself and the child with him. And they have to prevent this person from making a covenant with Avodah Zarah. It's the family's responsibility. And therefore the family, they're not going to get kares, but they're going to get yisurim. And we also ask, why first does it say he's killed? And then it says, V'chlati oso mikarav amo. And I shall cut him off from among his people. He was already cut off. He was already killed. The answer is that this person who distanced himself, who took himself out of Klal Yisrael, we have to push him away even after his death. We have to help everybody and make everybody understand this person is v'chlati oso. This person is cut off from us. We don't have anything to do with him. Because he cut himself off from Klal Yisrael. And that's a very, very serious aveira. It's mamish kfira to cut yourself off from Klal Yisrael. It's apikorsis, it's heresy. It's heresy and it's baldacy, whether there's hair or no hair. But it's apikorsis. A person, that was a terrible one. I'm sorry, you'll forgive me. The person cut himself off from Klal Yisrael, so he deserves it after he's killed. Also, we have to know, I shall cut him off. So we have to know that he's persona non grata, I think they say in English, or in Latin. He's not accepted in Kali, so we don't have anything to do with him, even after he's dead. Because he cut himself off from Kali Yisrael. So before he did, we should have helped him. Tzibur should have helped him. His family should have helped him. The Beis Din. They didn't. But now that he did, now that he sunk so low, so he's out of, he's beyond the pale. And then it says the ish below the tzibur that I'm going to cut off this person and not the community. Melamed she'enat tzibur nechrasim, to teach you that the tzibur isn't cut off. And this is really the ikar. The whole parasha depends upon this. A tzibur is never cut off. Ain't tzibur nechrasim. The tzibur is eternal, like it says in the Gemara. Ain't tzibur meis. The tzibur can't die. The tzibur is the answer. And we have to take care that everybody feels part of the tzibur. And if everybody feels part of the tzibur, then this sin will be prevented. And that's why Rashi says, this person, but not the tzibur. The tzibur isn't cut off. So Rashi is telling us the secret, how to prevent such aveiras. Connect yourself to the tzibur and you won't be cut off. The Rebbe Shlita concluded, after this beautiful, brilliant mahalach in the psukim, mamish lichtig, it shines. That in our community we also have these kids who are sent to the Molech. We have kids, they don't understand so well, they're not so smart, they're not so academically oriented. And the parents sometimes, the teachers certainly, they like the sharp kids, the bright kids. Oh, he's a genius. How many times in my life I've heard, is he a genius? I've heard it 80,000, oh, he's a genius. Nobody ever said to me, oh, he's an average student, but he works so hard. Oh, he's got a schwache cup. A schwache cup, aber a tzaddik ich hab nicht gesehen in mein Leben. But a tzaddik like that I've never seen in my life. Wow, we really have to invest in that kid. People don't say that. People aren't interested in the weak ones. People are interested in the strong kids, and the genius kids, and the really bright kids, the talented kids. But what happened in our parasha of Molech? They took the shvacha kind, they took this weak kid, and they threw him to the dogs. They threw him to the avodah zarah. They burned him to death. Why? So they can have hatzlacha with the other kids. The Rebbe Shlita once told the story that when he was about 10 years old, they had a competition to learn Baba Kama. Whoever learns Baba Kama the best gets a prize. And I guess they had the first prize, the second prize, the third prize. So the Rebbe was about 10, and he won the first prize. He memorized the first 100 pages of Baba Kama. First, it's not 10-year-old kid, 9-year-old kid, memorized the first 100 pages of Baba Kama. The Rebbe related that his grandfather, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita, Zatzal, Libaba Ben Chaim L'Chaim, says in the Gemara that tzaddikim when they're dead are still alive, so we can stay Shlita. Reminds me of the story of the Rabbit Shavar. Recently I was reading, there's a beautiful biography of the Rabbit Shavar Goyim, written by, I think his name is Yair Bolokhov. So there, he tells an amusing episode of the Rabbit Shavar. The Rabbit Shavar was once ran, he had a shayli, wanted to see what the Rambam says about something. The Rabbit Shavar Kayadua was a, spent his life, devoted his life to understanding the Rambam and writing on the Rambam, connecting the Rambam and the Moyer with the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. He's very connected, he called him his Rebbe. So one time he quickly grabs his Rambam, the Rabbit Shavar was a very colorful individual, and he's looking, he's turning the pages, whatever he saw, what he wanted to see, he kissed the book, and he says, "Are you Rebbe? Are you Rebbe? Zos to let him in there's 120 year, you should live until 120. The Rugged Shavar was, you know, this is, we're talking now in the 1900s, late 1800s, 1900s. Rugged Shavar died in the 30s. And he's wishing the Rambam 120 years. So that's why I said the Talmud Rebbe Shlita, even though I was talking about the Baba Ben Chaim L'Chaim, I was talking about the late Talmud Rebbe. So anyway, back to our story. His grandfather wouldn't attend the award ceremony. He said, how can I go there? When you're going to get a prize and the other kids aren't going to get a prize. You're going to get it and other kids aren't going to get it. You'll get the first and then there'll be a second and a third and no one else is going to get it. Make the other kids feel badly. I don't want to be a shutif to that. I don't want to be an accomplice to such a crime. So who would think of that? It's my grandson. My grandson learned 100 pages of Baba Kama Baal Peh and he's 10 years old, maximum. Maybe he was 9. I don't think the Rebbe was sure whether he was 9 or 10 at the time. But he wouldn't come. He wouldn't come. Lo achashbon azulat. The other children aren't getting prizes? What about the weak kids? What about the kid who worked really hard? And he knows the first 10 pages pretty well. Pretty well! He's pretty holding in the Arbavus and the Zikin and what they are. When you're high, it's pretty old. But, you know, without Tosfos. Without Tosfos is Pshat Gemara Rashi. But he worked hard. Nah, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. We're only interested in the superstars. That's a terrible attitude. It's being Madri of Zara Namolach. You have parents sometimes, they have a few kids. They have one from going to Harvard, one going to Yale, one going to Princeton, one going to MIT. And one, Nebuch, he couldn't even get into City College of New York. Now, it could be that City College of New York is a top college. I don't even know. I don't know. But I'm assuming that it's not Ivy. It's not Ivy. The City College, he can't get it. He's gonna be a cab driver. He's gonna be a car mechanic. He's gonna fix people's cars. He has a chush. Believe me, everybody is good at something. Even people, it always amazes me. Sometimes I meet somebody who doesn't excel in academics. Not so bright. But something is broken in the house. Oh, he fixes it in a second. He's already there with his toolbox, and he can take care of it. So yeah, the guy's a kid like that. He's going to end up being a car mechanic. He's going to sit under the hood of somebody's car, and he's going to help people drive healthy, well-running cars, smoothly running cars. But when it comes to Daf Gemara, or when it comes to Lahavdil, to molecular biology, or physics, or English literature, he's not so gifted in that area. So we'll ignore that kid. You're a you're a failure, we don't really have to pay much attention to you, just try to stay out of trouble, you know, don't get arrested, but you're not our hope for the future. Our hope for the future are Eluyim. Oh, that's what we like the geniuses. You know the old joke, a Jewish woman is walking with her two children, somebody says, ooh, they're so cute, how old are your children? And she says, Michael the doctor, he's 2.5. David the lawyer, he's 1. That, of course! My children are going to be so bright! He's going to go straight through to the top medical school. And he's going to graduate at the head of his class. And he's going to be the top heart surgeon in Mount Sinai Hospital, the head of the cardiology department. And my other son, the lawyer, whoa, he's going to go straight through to Yale, Harvard Law School. And he's going to get top grades, he's going to be a genius, he's going to have a fancy office on Fifth Avenue. And he's going to be billing people $725 an hour. And he's going to be a brilliant lawyer. Of course, but a son who is not exactly, doesn't meet my expectations. Obviously, well, the same goes for a female. Everything we're saying. Ma'avir b'no, bitol ha'molech, it can work both ways. But such a person, a shvach akin, not so interested. Not going to be successful in life. Not going to give me so much nachas. The kid tries. He tries to sit down and learn. Some of it he gets, some of it he doesn't get. He forgets 5 minutes later. So the Torah is telling us, sweetest friends, don't be mezalzel in the weak kid. Don't throw the weak kid to the molech. So Baruch Hashem, society has improved greatly. Society has improved greatly. Now they care a lot more about the weak kid than they did in the past. They have a lot of programs in Ptach and special ed. But still, a lot of times the attitude is that, you know, there's not so much hope for these kids. And we have to show these children just as much, if not more, love and care and attention as we do the other children, the strong children, the talented children, because all children are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chelek Elokai Nimal, and Tyre Zisa Neshamas, and we should be zochet to see that in every child, to love every child, to make every child feel that way, feel that we really care about him, regardless of his innate abilities. And in that tzchus, we should be zoche to connect to the tzibur, connect to the children to the tzibur, connect ourselves to the tzibur, and we'll be zoche in the tzchus of being aguda achas, as our rabbis teach us, in the tzchus of our achdus, which now many a yid is celebrating on this very night, the independence of Israel, Yom HaTzmaut. So Baruch Hashem, now every Jew can come, every Jew can be in this Pushka Achas, in this one box, in this place that's Ma'achi Jews, the only place like the Ma'aral and the Avnei Nezer said, the only place where you truly have Achdus is in Eretz Yisrael. So now that we have Achdus in Eretz Yisrael, we have unity, that must be a reflection of the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the schus of that unity, there is no question that very, very soon, b'siyata d'shmaya, will be zelcha to the gula hashlema, b'mheiru v'yameinu, amein v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.